Beginning this weekend, Lexington, Kentucky plays host to one of the premier horse events, the World Equestrian Games. The 16-day competition is a first for the state and for the country, and as Brenna Angel of member station WUKY reports, Kentucky's embrace of this non-racing event signals a dramatic shift for the self-described horse capital of the world.
45, 50.
The largest thoroughbred yearling auction in the world is underway in Lexington, Kentucky this week. At the Keeneland Sales Pavilion, next to Keeneland's Mile and a 16th race course, horse owners and trainers come from across the globe. They're looking for a future Kentucky Derby winner. This is the traditional view of Kentucky as horse capital of the world, fast thoroughbreds and mint juleps in May. But the thoroughbred industry is struggling in the Commonwealth, competing with neighboring states that allow casino gambling. Keeneland President Nick Nicholson.
We see other states doing it. We see other states supplementing their horse industries, and it puts us at a competitive disadvantage.
The safer bet in Kentucky is on equestrianism. Horses in this state generate $3.5 billion a year, 45% of which comes from racing. That's according to the American Horse Council. They lobby in Washington on behalf of the horse industry. The rest of that amount comes from Kentucky's fast-growing horse areas, recreation, and horse competitions. Competitions like the one beginning this weekend at the Kentucky Horse Park. The 1,200-acre state-owned facility is hosting this year's All-Tech FEI World Equestrian Games. It's the World Cup of horse sport, naming champions in dressage, jumping, endurance, and five other disciplines. The championships are usually held in Europe, but for the first time, riders from 58 countries will be coming to the United States for the games. John Nicholson is executive director of the Kentucky Horse Park. He's also Nick Nicholson's brother.
This is not a case where we picked up the mail one day and the FEI sent us word that we had been selected. This was not something that even goes back 4 or 5 years. It goes back 10 or 12 years.
Go ahead, Marina. Elbows to the side. Don't be too stiff. Make sure you move a little bit.
Just north of Lexington in Georgetown, Kentucky, Reese Koffler Stanfield operates a dressage training center at her recently established Maple Crest Farm. Dressage is a sport most easily described as horse ballet. Riders wear the sophisticated attire of white breeches, a dark-colored coat, and a top hat. Koffler Stanfield is coaching an Argentinian athlete competing at the World Games, and her new farm is in a prime location near the horse park.
You know, we'll always have wonderful big racing stables and tracks and training centers, but one of the things that we're seeing is a lot more smaller farms, 20 acres, 30 acres, 10 acres, of people that are just coming for the sport horse industry. And there's a lot of farms now around the horse park.
Back at Keeneland, Lexington's thoroughbred race hub, President Nick Nicholson is encouraged by thoroughbred sales figures that are up from last year. But he wonders if the boon from the World Equestrian Games will translate into a long-term benefit for racing. Even so, Nicholson says they all need each other if Kentucky's horse industry is to survive. For NPR News, I'm Brenna Angel in Lexington, Kentucky.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.